This is Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 22, 2019. I'm George Henry. Engineers are working on a project to complete a waterline upgrade that will add a new waterline along the section of Kingwood between Rhododendron and 9th Street. Public Works Director Mike Miller says it's about a $1.8 million upgrade.
They're doing the survey work in preparation for installing a new 16-inch water main.
Miller says the project will finish the loop of adding a new line that has been placed down Rhododendron and 9th Street. The section of Kingwood is the last section to be completed. He says this will be fairly non-invasive for residential water.
They should not notice any disruption of services because we'll be able to transfer those lines right over to the new line.
Miller says survey and engineering work should be completed and plans done by early summer 2020. Project going to bid late summer and early fall with construction to start sometime in 2021. By now, we should be talking lower gas prices at the pump, but Florence and the rest of the West Coast is still dealing with supply and inventory issues. This past week, the average price of a gallon of regular gas jumped another 13 cents to $3.23 a gallon. The California refineries are trying to replenish their inventories after five different installations experienced maintenance problems in late September. Problems were discovered as they were moving to winter blend fuels and caused major interruptions in supply. The rest of the nation is seeing slow decreases in price per gallon, while Oregon, Washington, and California are increasing. The USGS is reporting another earthquake off the coast of Oregon. A 4.6 quake registered 197 kilometers off the coast of Bandon yesterday morning at around 6:27 a.m. There were no watches or warnings associated with this quake. Florence Planning Commission will meet tonight, and part of their discussion will be the relocation of Pro Lumber. Owner John LaRocco is requesting approval of a design review for a new 7,200-square-foot metal warehouse and an expansion of existing retail space for the property at 4385 Highway 101 in the former Woodsman Native Nursery location. LaRocco says he is hoping to make the move by the end of January. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, October 22nd. 2019.